Good afternoon. We're excited about going to New York tomorrow and then Friday getting an opportunity to play the Giants. We're at that point, I think, in team development. We've been at it now for a couple weeks and, you know, saw some good things. But this is just a necessary step in terms of guys not only continuing to grow but also showing their capabilities to get in a stadium and play against an opponent, one that they hadn't been competing against on a day-to-day basis. I'm excited about it. I know our guys are excited about it. Our approach is really going to be simple. We're going to go play. Those that are healthy will play. Aside from Ben and Antonio, those that are healthy will play. You know, the guys that have missed time for a variety of reasons, there's no need to declare them as out at this juncture. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to gain a certain level of health and then make judgments in terms of availability of some of those guys. Josh Dobbs is getting an opportunity to start at quarterback for us. You know, one man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. Landry's been dealing with injuries, so it gives Josh an opportunity to start the game. And I know he's excited about it. I know I'm excited about watching him play the quarterback position in that group and lead us in that way. But it's a big opportunity for a lot of men, a first opportunity for a lot of men, and we'll give it the respect that it deserves. We'll continue to prepare for the remainder of this week here. Not a lot of New York Giant things specifically, just football things specifically. Situational ball things. We're working to continue to grow in that area. We've been working in recent days in the red zone and two-minute, end of the half, end of the game-like scenarios, things that are going to continue to build and prepare us for in-stadium work. So that actual in-stadium work obviously is a big component of that development. We're excited about it. That's all I really have. And from an opening standpoint, I'd be happy to address any questions you might have.
How would you describe the vibe of the team right now with where things sit?
You know, I think it's a positive one. I think it's also a group that's ready to see someone different. You know, we've been competing against ourselves now for a decent period of time. I know there's a certain level of excitement about not only stepping into a stadium but also working against some unknown things and people.
What's the status of James Harrison, the plan for him moving forward?
You know, really at this juncture, we've been working him off on the side. And it's less about James. It's more about providing opportunities for some younger and developing guys. James is at the point in his career where he doesn't require a bunch of physical reps in order to be game ready, if you will. So we're utilizing that for his good in terms of his preservation, but also the good of developing young guys like T.J. Watt. So we're going to continue to monitor that. Those decisions are not made in a vacuum. Those decisions are made relative to him, but also relative to the other guys at the group. The Lions got a little short the other night when we were in Pittsburgh, and so it was prudent to practice him. We'll continue to play it by ear. I don't know what the future holds in regards to his participation, but rest assured that he'll be getting on the moving train here at some point.
It's safe to say if people don't practice today, they won't be able to play Friday.
I'm not willing to say that, no.
Has Mike Mitchell's injury status, escalated since, you know, the initial him coming out of practice a couple weeks ago?
No. Although I don't know what escalated means.
Increased in severity?
No, then.
Mike, do you have a number of guys at receiver that have played in the game? It seems like you've got more than you're going to be able to keep. Do you like the competition there? Do you feel like you're going to have some tough decisions at the end of this?
You know, I think it's the job of all of those guys to make our decisions tough, and hopefully that's the case. It appears that may be the case at the receiver position. We've got some guys that are high pedigree guys. We've got some guys that have played in games and made some critical plays. All of those are good things, provided they're utilized for this process and that they take that experience gained and utilize it for good. And so that's what we're keenly watching. You know, it makes it difficult because, you know, you want to make sure you give everybody an opportunity to show what they're capable of, the opportunities to show improve are fewer. And I think the guys have a sense of that. I think that it aids us in not only the competitive atmosphere but also just the growth environment.
Mike, one guy that is the receiving core that has not played in a game, preseason or otherwise, is Kanan Severn. What was it about that you saw from him during his time on the IR that you thought was worth keeping this guy around, and even after the pup, you know, having to put him on the pup list at the start?
You know, he's a diligent and detailed worker. He's a guy that's a big-bodied guy and plays that way. He's a willing and able participant in special teams as well. And I think, you know, when you're talking about guys that are down-the-line guys, guys are trying to carve out a role for themselves, you can't have those discussions relative to their position without talking about special teams contribution. And much like Darius Haywood Bay and Sammy Coates and others, his position as a non-return man, he's embraced that element of play. Those are some of the reasons why we're interested in getting an extended look at him.
Sorry about that. Mike, have you guys kept the competition up at secondary with all the injuries there in the last couple weeks?
You know, obviously availability lends a lot to the competition. We've had some guys that hadn't been available, so in some instances it hadn't been as competitive as we'd like. Hopefully those guys will get back to us and we can continue with that process. In the meanwhile, though, you know, one man's misfortune has created growth opportunities for others, an increased number of reps for others, and I like the way that some of those guys are working with the opportunity given.
Mike, the commissioner said yesterday the time might have come to scale back the preseason from 4 games down to 3, maybe even 2. I was just wondering, having done this now in the head coaching position for 10 years, what your opinion of the preseason is now and if you think the time is right as well.
You know, I like the preseason personally. I think it aids in the development of young players, specifically those at certain positions like the quarterback position, having a rookie quarterback, but also having an obligation to get guys like Ben ready. I like what the 4 games provides us from that perspective. I understand the discussion, and I understand why a lot of us in this industry are delving into that discussion, but that's just my personal opinion as I sit here today.
What have you seen from Dobbs that you like?
You know, he's a bright-eyed, willing worker, man. He appears to learn from mistakes, and I think that's good. He also appears to be able to learn from the mistakes of others, and that's doubly good. But, you know, like a lot of things, we won't know until we get him in the stadium. That position, you're defined by how you perform under certain circumstances, and it'll be good to get him in that stadium on Friday night and watch him in terms of putting his skills on display.
I was going to follow up on that, Mike. Sorry about the preseason. Do you view it at all differently now than you did when you first started in terms of its usefulness? Do you look at it more now about, I want to see what I've got in the bottom end of the roster as opposed to getting my starters sharp? Has any of that changed?
I've had an appreciation for the preseason going all the way back to my position coach days. I'm a lover of football. I believe that all of these guys here work and have a legitimate chance, and I think the preseason games give them an opportunity to put those skills on display, not only for us but for the other 31 teams. This process that is team development and division of labor and team building, I just have a lot of respect for it and appreciation for it, and I think that the preseason games are a big part of it.
Is there something specifically you want to see out of Dobbs on Friday, controlling the huddle or anything like that?
You know, this is just the first time out. I'm just interested in his game day demeanor, his ability to communicate through circumstances, not only with his fellow players but also with coaches as well.
What has Cody Sensabaugh shown you since he started running with the ones about a week ago?
You know, not a lot. You know, I think that what we do in stadiums oftentimes define us. This guy's a veteran player, so I'm not overly shocked by his competence at practice. He's been highly competent, but I'll be interested and excited to see him in game action.
Mike, have you maintained contact with Le'Veon since camp started?
I have.
What update might you have on when he's available?
I don't have any.
Mike, with a guy like Vince Williams moving into the starting lineup, might he play more than some of the other starters would, given his...
You know, I'm not going to back myself into any corner in terms of how much guys are going to play. Those that are healthy are going to play.
Mike, Artie Burns seems such a growing, valuable piece to you. Is his injury threatening to linger into opening day?
Not as we sit here today, no.
Hey, Mike, do you have any update on Villanueva? Yesterday he was being evaluated for the concussion.
He's still in the evaluation process. I have no update.
So, not expecting him to practice this afternoon, or?
I have no level of expectation. I just don't know where he is in the process. I imagine I'll get an update, you know, when I leave here, but I don't want to speculate.
Is Gerald Hawkins back with the team?
He will be this afternoon.
Mike, how valuable has it been for Matt Akavis to get all these one snaps the first couple of weeks?
You know, it's extremely valuable for him, and I know I sound like a broken record when I talk openly about the misfortune of others being opportunities, but is very much the case. We get an opportunity, and we've been having these discussions openly and talking about the game and this game opportunity. You know, the injury to Artie Burns creates first-team reps for Cody. You know, the injury to Ryan Shazier creates first-team rep opportunities for Tyler and Vince Williams as well. When he was down, Tyler played for him some. That's what this process is about. Bud has missed some time. It's provided opportunities for Anthony Chicolo, who's had a really good camp. You know, if we keep rolling the ball out, guys are getting an opportunity to show what they're capable of and ascend within the ranks and get an opportunity to pit their skills against others. That's what this process is about. I like the work that Tyler has done.
Has that fortune been augmented by the fact that you've retained so much of your coaching staff, so much of your depth chart from the year before, in the sense that there's not as much need to push guys back on the field or them to feel like they have to hurry to get back on the field for a competition at given positions?
There's urgency. I'm not going to pretend like there's not urgency in terms of guys being on the field. And we don't seek comfort because of our continuity in that area. I'll just say this. There's big-time urgency. We need guys on the field. Guys need to get on the field.
Can that be said or attributed to where Martavis is right now, to hopefully urging the NFL to make a decision?
You know, I'm not in a position to urge them to do anything. I'm waiting just like you guys are. There's value in practice, obviously, and that's why we're all waiting eagerly.
Anyone else? Perfect.
Thank you, guys.